Blog Talk Radio.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name.
Bless y'all, all you witnesses. Do not forget his benefits. Forgive the iniquity, heal the diseases in my ligaments. The Redeemer and Creator, me from dust. He know I make up merciful and slow to anger. Gracious, only one can save us. Yah, who satisfies my mouth with good things. Bless y'all, who renews me like the eagle's wings. Bless y'all, who made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel, who we chosen. Bless y'all.
Bless y'all, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name.
I will bless Yah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my rhyme. Praise Yah for unto us his glorious shine. Baruch Yah Melech Ba Shemaim Melo Ba Aresh. Praise Yah for he execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He renewed my health like the eagle's wings. Yah fed my mouth with good things. So unto Yah his glory I sing.
Yah bless Yah, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy, holy
just fall.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before thee another day, another night, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only savior. And not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Tonight, we're going to be discussing with you a very important subject matter about our responsibilities. The responsibility of those whom the Creator has created and made. And of course, we know that the Creator has made the angels, man, and woman, including the various beasts of the earth, the cattle, all the various creeping things Yahweh has made. But I wanted to focus on the angels, man, and woman, and our responsibilities. Because today, the world has caused a great division. Now, I won't blame it on the world. The very spirits, Satan and other spirits, have caused this great division, plaguing not just our people, but the world today. But don't focus on our people, because this is whom Yahweh has sent us to. And this division has allowed us, has plagued us in thinking as individuals. As an angel, we think as a man, we think as a woman. And you may ask, well, what's the problem with that? Well, because the angels have certain responsibilities. So do man, and so do woman. And our thought patterns involve Yahweh's creation collectively. And I'll show you what I mean. Because if you don't know your responsibility, and many of our people don't, the mass majority of our people don't know their responsibility. And when you don't know it, then how can you execute it? And the very first responsibility that Yahweh would give any of us is to fear him. The word fear means to honor, to reverence. In a very high stature, a very great way. And we don't know what honor is. And since we don't know what honor is, we have no clue about our responsibilities. So, for example, just to show you what I mean by this, so you can understand where we're going. Angel, man, and woman. So, for example, if we go to the book of Genesis, Genesis the 9th chapter, and watch, want you to see this, and this is speaking of man. In the book of Genesis, the 9th chapter, the first verse, and we're talking about angels, man, and woman. And watch what it says in the very first verse of Genesis, the 9th chapter. And Elohim blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And you notice this very first verse, when it said he blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, what about Noah's daughters? What about Noah's wife? Why didn't it say, and Elohim blessed Noah, his wife, his sons, and daughters? Well, it didn't have to say that, because once Yahweh blessed the sons, he was also blessing the women. But that's not the point. This is the point. Watch what it says. And he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moves upon the earth, and upon the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. So in other words, these men were so blessed. According to the scriptures, Yahweh placed fear on every living thing in the scriptures, or in the earth, including the women. In other words, the daughters, their wives, also will fear them, because Yahweh had placed this fear upon Noah and his sons. Because Yahweh had blessed them. And Yahweh didn't want Noah out in a boat fishing and then a shark jump up and grab him out. Yahweh didn't want them out in the sea and swallowed up by a whale, like in the case of Jonah. And the only reason Jonah was swallowed up is because Yahweh commanded the whale to do such a thing. But you go out in the sea today, you think some sharks and some whales and some stingrays care about you and Yahweh? They won't care at all, unless you are blessed. Because when you're blessed, Yahweh will not allow nothing to come near unto you. And why would you be blessed? See, Yahweh will only bless those that fear him. And the word fear means to honor. And today, there is no honor. And if you really want to know whether someone is blessed or not, all you have to do is determine how much they are feared. Not fear like going into a boxing ring fighting against Mike Tyson. I'm not talking about that type of fear. That's not fear. That's scared. I'm speaking about the type of fear that Yahweh said, fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. And Yahweh will give or call and raise up those that fear him with names that let you know they belong to the Most High. And even though they will have these names, and even though they will conduct themselves as such, it's still no honor. Another example that I want you to see right before we get into the heart of this subject matter, angel, man, and woman. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, watch what it says. The 26th verse. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Once again, the Creator will give mankind dominion. And watch the 28th verse. And Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And when one began to honor Yahweh, then they will honor his words. And that's why I love that scripture in the book of Proverbs where it says, trust in Yahweh with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. So the Creator gave us the knowledge that we need to be honorable people and to show forth our honor towards him. It is our responsibility. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. But this is the whole duty of man. But let's see the honor you were seeing the scriptures, but yet you will not see the same honor today. So, for example, in the book of Genesis 16, seventh verse, and this is a story about Sarai and her handmaid, whose name was Hagar. This is the first time in the book of Genesis, the 16th chapter, this is the very first time the word angel was used. And watch what it says. And the angel of Yahweh found the water in the wilderness by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, from where came you? And where will you go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarai. And the angel of Yahweh said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hands. And why? Because she was above you. And why? Because she was your elder. But today, we have no honor for those who are elders, nor do we have honor for those who are above us in name. 10th verse. And the angel Yahweh said to her, I will multiply your seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel Yahweh said to her, behold, you are with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahweh has heard your affliction. He knows what's going on. He understands you've been afflicted. He understands your pain and sorrow. But this is not the time to lean to your own understanding. This is not the time to do your own thing. You got a child. And then Yahweh would even, the angel Yahweh would even tell her what type of child she had and what he will be in the 12th verse. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in a presence of all his brethren. And this prophecy has come to pass, because those who confess and believe that they are the descendants of Ishmael are exactly as Yahweh said they will be, a wild man. 13th verse, and this is what she said. And she called the name of Yahweh that spoke to her. You Elohim sees me. For she said, have I also here looked after him that sees me? In other words, she was astonished at the fact that the angel of Yahweh saw her. But Yahweh sees everything. And Yahweh will send this angel to her. And what Yahweh has sent this angel to this woman named Hagar, if he thought this woman was not taught, was not reared, and didn't understand honor, fear, No, they wouldn't have went to her at all. But they did because they knew she understood this. He understood once he commanded her to return back to her mistress and submit herself that she would do it. Not so today. And I'm going to show you why. Because this angel didn't just come in the name of an angel. He came in the name of the angel of Yahweh. Or the angel of Elohim. Watch what it says. In the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. We're talking about angels, man and woman. And the reason why we have this great division. Because there is no honor. And if there's no honor, how can you fulfill your responsibility as a man and as a woman? Watch what it says in Genesis, the 18th chapter, the very first verse. And Yahweh appeared to him in the plains of Moriah, talking about Abram. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood by him. So you know it wasn't just Yahweh. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent of the door and bowed himself toward the ground. And why would he do this? Because this was a man of honor. This is a man who knew what honor was. And this is a man who understood what stood before him. And today, we have no understanding what stands before us today. And it's an unfortunate thing because little do people know their lack of honor demonstrates their lack of fear towards, and our people knew what angels were. But our people don't know what an angel is today. And if they seen an angel today, they wouldn't even know it, recognize it, and definitely wouldn't honor it. But look what happened in the book of Genesis 19. The very first verse. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Did not the scripture say, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter? Fear Elohim. What do you think an angel is? An angel is an Elohim. And what do you think bowing represents? It represents fear and it represents honor. Why do you think it says the fear of Noah and his sons came upon the beasts of the earth, the fish of the sea, and all things that live it. When they walked around, you think there was some animals or birds or anything, not even a mosquito would try to bite them. Because the fear of Elohim was upon them. And why? Because Yahweh had blessed them. And this fear, this honor, would only take place with those who fear Elohim. But here it is, Lot seeing these angels come before him. He bowed. Because this is what honor is. This is what honor looked like. This is what honor is about. And I can understand them honoring the angels because watch what it says in the book of Psalms, the 8th division. Psalms 8. And we're talking about angel, man, and woman. And why? Because angels have a responsibility. But so do man, and so do one man. Now, is it his responsibility to tell an angel his responsibility? Look, angel, now you're supposed to be doing this, that, and the other. Look, angel, that's wrong what you're saying. Look, angel, what you're doing is such and such and such. What kind of sense do that make? None. Because Yahweh didn't give his angels their charge in your hands. He gave it to the angels. Watch what it says in the book of Psalms, the 8th division. The first verse. O Yahweh, our master, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. The babes and suckling have you ordained strength because of your enemies, that you might steal the enemy and the avenger. And when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? What is man that you even deal with him? And the son of man that you would even visit him for anything, have made him a little lower than the angels and have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the work of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Oh, sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of seas. Oh, Yahweh, our master, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Look at this great thing you've done with man, Yahweh. Why don't people see it? Why don't people acknowledge it? Why don't people notice it? All you've done is made man a little lower than angels. So I can greatly understand why man will honor the angels. I can understand why man will bow to the angels. If man is this important, then how important do you think an angel is? If man's responsibility is this great that he made him to have dominion over the work of his hands and put under his feet, then what is the responsibility of an angel? And watch what it says. in the book of Psalms 91. Because I found when it comes to angels and man and woman, we undoubtedly don't know their responsibilities. And if you don't know their responsibilities, then how can you then say you have honor? And if you don't have honor, then how can you fear Elohim when that's the whole duty of man? In Psalms 91, watch this. Reading. Let's start at the first verse so you can see this thing. Watch what it says. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain under the shadow of the Almighty. And Yahweh do have a secret place that he will hide a righteous dwell. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress. My Elohim, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the north pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, arrow that flies by the day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because you have made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Now watch the 11th verse. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Yeah, that's what angel, that's his responsibility. That's one of many responsibilities that he has. But there is responsibility for you to correct an angel. What kind of responsibility is that? No, the angels got charged for you. You made a little bit lower than him. You bow to him. He don't bow to you. What kind of backwardsness is that? What that is understanding your responsibility. Understanding what you made for. For example, in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, talking about angels, man and woman. Yahweh said he will make the crooked thing straight. So the very first thing that's got to be straight now, we have to restore honor. For there is no honor amongst our people. There's no honor in our cities. There's no honor even in our houses. Exodus 23. Watch what this is. 20th verse. Behold, I send an angel before you. Why, Yahweh? To keep you in the way. And to bring you in a place which I have prepared. But let me tell you a little something first. Beware of him and obey his voice. and provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. This is what Yahweh said. This is the thing that Yahweh wants you to honor. Because he know why he made the angels. But do you know why he made the angels? And our people don't. Because Yahweh, because our people don't even know why they're made. Watch this in the book of 2 Kings, the first chapter. Second Kings, the first chapter. And I'm going to start reading Let's start at the first verse. Watch this story. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab, and Ahaziah fell down to Elijah in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messengers and said to them, go inquire of the deity of Ekron, whether I should recover of this disease. In other words, he didn't even inquire of Yahweh. He inquired of some Moabite deity. But the angel of Yahweh said to Elijah the Tishbite. And you notice it's telling you this is an angel of Yahweh. Arise, go up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria, and say to them, is it not because there is not an Elohim in Israel that you go to inquire of the deity of Ekron? Now, therefore, thus says Yahweh, you shall not come down from that bed on which you have gone up, but will surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messenger turned back to him, he said to them, why have you now turned back? And they said to him, there came a man up to meet us and said to us, go, turn back unto the king that sent you, and say to him, thus says Yahweh, is it not because there is not an Elohim in Israel that you send to inquire the deity of Ekron? Therefore, you shall not come down from that bed on which you have gone up, but will surely die. And he said to them, well, what manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? What kind of man was that? And they answered him, he was a hairy man, and girded with a girdle about his loins. And of course, the king knew exactly who that was. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him. And behold, he sat on the top of a hill. And he spoke to him, you man of Elohim, the king has said, come down. And watch this. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I am a man of Elohim, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Now, but check this out. We've seen an angel of Yahweh and what he can do. Seen an angel of Elohim and what he can do. And now, we're seeing a man of Elohim and what he can do. Let me tell you what you will never see. You will never see where the scriptures will remotely even say or suggest or call any woman a woman of Elohim. Now, why? Surely there's some great women in the scriptures. But why did not Yahweh give them the title? And the woman of Elohim came to me saying, why haven't you seen that? Reserved to angels and men. Well, let's keep reading. And you'll see why. Even though there were woman prophets. Watch what it says. The 11th verse. And again, also he sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said to him, O man of Elohim. Surely he got a name. Surely they could have just said Elijah. Why are they saying, O man of Elohim? Thus has the king said, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said to them, if I am a man of Elohim, let fire come down from heaven, consume you and your 50. And fire of Elohim came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of the 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah. Y'all seeing the difference? Y'all see what's going on now? Y'all seen the significance of this great story? Watch what it says. And he sent again the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of the 50 went up, came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said to him, O man of Elohim, I pray you, let my life and the life of these 50, your servants, be precious in your sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven, burnt up two captains of the former 50s with the 50. Therefore, let my life now be precious in your sight. And the angel of Yahweh said to Elijah, go down with him. In other words, now all of a sudden, Elijah got his honor. All of a sudden, now, this servant understood what honor was about. And because he understood how honor look, how honor sound, and how honor is supposed to be executed, his life and all that was with him was preserved. But the other 50, oh man of Elohim, like he was some farmer, or like he was some gardener, or like he was some street worker. No, this was a man of Elohim. And the angel of Yahweh said to Elijah, go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him to the king. Why? Because the angel of Yahweh told him to. And he said to him, thus says Yahweh, for as much as you have sent messengers to inquire the deity of Ekron, is it not because there is no Elohim in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore, you shall not come down off that bed on which you have gone up, but will surely die. So he died according to the word of Yahweh, which Elijah has spoken. See, I want you to see what honor is all about. The man honored the angel. The angel honored Yahweh. But where's man's honor? Who gonna honor man? Since man has become, since man was called a man of Elohim. And every man has that potential to be a man of Elohim if they want to. Watch what it says. And let me tell you, a man of hell, just because you're a king, just because you are prince, just because you are an elder, don't make you a man of Elohim. Where is the honor? Watch what it says. Second Kings, the fifth chapter. I want you to see this. I want you to see what respect and honor, well, not respect, but honor is all about. Now, Naaman, captain of the host, king of Syria, the very first verse, 2 Kings, the fifth chapter. He was a great man with his master and honorable. Because by him, Yahweh had given great deliverance to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel, little maid. And she waited upon Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, "Would Elohim, my master, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy." Went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is in the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter has come to you, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I Elohim to kill and make alive, that this man does send me to recover a man of his leprosy? Therefore, consider our praise and see how he seeks to quarrel against me." And it was so. Watch what it says. When Elisha, the man of Elohim, had heard the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses, with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to you, and you shall be clean." Now watch this. Now you're going to see what honor is all about. Now remember, when it first talked about this man Naaman, it said he was a mighty man. He was a great man. He was honorable. But watch what happens. Even verse. But Naaman was angry and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of Yahweh his Elohim." Cover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned away and went away in rage. First of all, the prophet Elisha knew this man came arrogantly. They sent the letter from the king. The letter was arrogant. He came arrogantly, not even understanding how you are to approach and come before a man of Elohim. Now, this a little understandable because they were Syrians. There was no prophets in Syria. But still, Elisha had to show him. So he sent a messenger to the door. 13th verse. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then when he said to you, wash and be clean? Then went he down, dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of Elohim. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." And watch this now. Watch the difference. "And he returned to the man of Elohim, he and all his company, and came and stood before him and said, 'Behold, now I know that there is Elohim in all the earth, but in Israel. Now, therefore,'" now see how he's talking to him now? "I pray you, take a blessing of your servant." See, when he came before, he was a master. But now, he know he's just a little servant. But he said, "As Yahweh liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none." And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, "Shall there not then, I pray you, be given to your servant 2 mules burning earth, for your servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other deities, but unto Yahweh." In other words, he said, "Here, let me give these to you for Yahweh. And this thing Yahweh warn your servant, that when my master goes into the house of Ramon to worship there, and he leans upon my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Ramon, then I bow down myself in the house of Ramon, Yahweh pardon your servant in this thing." And he said, "Go to him." And he said to him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him a little way. In other words, don't you see the honor, the respect, the gratitude that one is supposed to have? This is why we're talking about angels and men and women. See, there's no honor amongst our communities. There's no honor in our houses. And the reason why there's no honor, because we don't even know our responsibilities. It said the fear of Yah came upon Noah and his sons, and he blessed them. That the fear that's upon them came upon every beast, every fowl, and everything that liveth in the earth. Where is this same honor today? We don't know our responsibilities. I can see if the Almighty called a beast of Elohim. I can see if he called the woman of Elohim. I can see if he called everybody the same thing, but he did not.
We all have our responsibilities. And why aren't we executing this responsibility? And these, the very first responsibility, is it not to fear Elohim and to keep his commandments? This is the first requirement of Yahweh. Let me show you that in the book of Deuteronomy. And how can you fear Yahweh and then show no honor to the things that Yahweh has said for you to do? Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. And now, Yisrael, what does Yahweh your Elohim require of you but to fear Yahweh your Elohim? That's the very first thing he wants you to do. And you cannot fear Yahweh without first showing honor to things that Yahweh has commanded you to do. Watch this. Show you how Yahweh will see certain people in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 8th chapter. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 8th chapter. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 8th chapter, the 12th verse, and this is what it says. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings to Yahweh on the altar of Yahweh, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses. And we know who Moses was. On the Sabbaths, on the new months, and on the solemn feast, three times in the year, even the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles. And he appointed, according to the order of David his father, the courses to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and minister before the priests, as the duty every day required. The porters also by their courses at every gate. For so had David, man of Elohim, commanded. Because David was not just a king. He was not just a prince. He was just not a leader and a commander. David was a man of Elohim. But where are the scriptures where you will see the women of Yahweh, the women of Elohim? There is none. Now you would see them called servants, and you would also see a couple women called prophetess. And this is good, because they were women of valor and stature, but they never received the title of the angels or the men. And the only reason men bowing to the angels because they have charge over them. And they would be made a little bit harder. But where is man's honor? Who would honor him? Even Yahweh will have the children honor the father and the mother. But who would honor the man? In the last days, the Almighty said, this man of Elohim named David, this is what he will be like in the last days. In the book of Zechariah. In the book of Zechariah. The 12th chapter. The 7th verse. And Yahweh also shall say the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David, the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, do not magnify themselves against Judah. Shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem? And he that is feeble among them, at that day shall be as David. And the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yahweh before them. This is how Yahweh will make that house. Must be restored. And how can honor be restored? We don't even know our responsibilities. No wonder there's so much confusion. No wonder the crooked things got to be made straight. Look what it says in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. The very first verse. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, has Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe? Has he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard it. Ain't that what the woman say to the man? Yah, you the only one know Yahweh? You the one blessed with wisdom and understanding? You the only one know the truth? You don't think Yahweh deal with me like he deal with you? Well, Aaron and Miriam felt the same way. Third verse. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moshe and to Aaron and to Miriam. Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud, stood in the door of the tabernacle, called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth, and he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in a vision, speak to him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently. Not in dark speeches. In the likeness of Yahweh, the similitude of Yahweh, image of Yahweh, shall he be. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? Why? Since he is a man of Elohim. Why? Since I rose him above everybody else. Why? Since he is the one I speak to face, and you think you can just speak against this man? And ask yourself, is that your attitude? That we can just speak against whom Yahweh was set above us? Watch what it says. I want you to see this, how Yahweh see this thing. Because we undoubtedly don't know our responsibilities. Why? Because there's no honor in our communities, and there's no honor in our houses. Watch what it says. The book of Malachi, the first chapter. In the book of Malachi, the very first chapter, watch what it says. The sixth verse. A son honors his father, because that's what he's supposed to do. You ain't going to read a father honor his son. That's backwards. A son honor his father. And a servant honors his master. And who the servant? And who the master? If then I am a father, where's my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Says Yahweh of hosts to you, O priest that despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised your name? Yeah, you despise my name because there's no honor. And I said, thou shalt not take the name of Yah thy Elohim in vain. And Yah will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. Where is the honor? A son honors his father. It don't even have to talk about a daughter and a wife. And a woman. That's a gimme. But it's a gimme. A son honors his father. And not the other way around. In the book of Esther. Turn there. Honor must be restored. It must be restored. How then can you say you fear Yahweh when the word fear in of itself means the honor? But watch what it says. Book of Esther. If I can find it. And we're going to read Esther. The first chapter. The 10th verse. Well, let's start at the 9th verse. Also, Vashti the queen, Esther the first chapter, made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. And on the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman in Bizda, and Harbana in Bigda, and Abada, Zathar, and Carcass, the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princess her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very angry, and his anger anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, for he was the king's manner to all that knew the law and judgment. And next to him was Karshina and Shitha and Amatha, Tarshish, Meraz, Marcena, Mumukin, the seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face and which sat the first in the kingdom. In other words, they seen, my goodness, this thing is deep, man. This king is mad, angry, and his wife dishonored him. What shall we do to the queen, Vashti, according to the law? They weren't trying to do nothing according to their own mind, their own heart, but according to the law. Because she has not performed the commandment of the king of Hushim by the chamberlains. What, he was just suggesting to her to come? No, he commanded her to come. And Mamukin answered before the king and the prince. I said, the queen has not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in the provinces of the king of Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad to all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes when it shall be reported. The king of Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. If the queen can do it, we all can do it. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day to all the king's princes which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there rise too much contempt and wrath. In other words, one of the princes or chamberlain can go get a layman. One of the women say, look, the king commanded you to come here now. And they're like, what? No, tell him, no, I'm busy. If it pleases the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti comes no more before the king of Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate to another that is better than she. And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is agreed, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both great and to the small. Please the king and the princes. And the king did according to the word of Mumukin, for he sent letters unto all the king's provinces, and to every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. So what is this telling us? That honor must be restored. There is no more honor in our cities, in our houses, nor in our communities. Honor must be restored. And who will restore the honor? One more scripture. First Samuel, 25th chapter. First verse, so you can understand what this is about. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented and lamented him.
buried him in the house of Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon, whose possessions were in Carmel. The man was very great. He had 3,000 sheep, 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife, Abigail. She was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear sheep. And David sent out 10 young men. And David said to the young men, get you up to Carmel. Go to Nabal and greet him in my name. Because everybody knew David's name. And thus shall you say to him that lives in prosperity, peace be both to you, peace be to your house, peace to be all that you have. And what was David? David was a man of Elohim. Now, and I've heard that you have shears. Now, your shepherds, which were with us, we heard them not, neither was there anything missing to them. All the while they were in Carmel, ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let the young men find favor in your eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray you, whatever comes to your hand, to your servants, and to your son David. And when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all these words in the name of David and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servant, who is David? Which mean, who is David? He's a man of Elohim. See the disrespect? See the dishonor? And who is this son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I've killed for my shears and give it to men whom I know not from where they are? So David's young men turned their way, went again, and came and told him all those sayings. And David said to the men, gird you on every man his sword. And girded on every man's sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men. 200 stayed up. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on him. But the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything. As long as we were walking with them, when we were in the fields, they were warm to us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore, no one consider what you would do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial, and that a man cannot speak to him. And Abigail made haste, took 200 loaves, 2 bottles of wine, 5 sheep ready dressed, 5 measures of parched corn, 100 clusters of ravens, 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on the donkey. And she said to her servant, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on a donkey, that she came down by the covert of the hill. Behold, David and his men came down against her. And she met them. And David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained to him. And he has requited me evil for good. So and more also do Elohim to the enemy David. If I leave of all that pertained to him by the morning light, any that urinates against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hurried and lauded off the donkey, fell down before David on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, fell at his feet, and said, upon me, my master, upon me let this iniquity be. At your handmaid, I pray you, speak in your audience and hear the words of your handmaid.
Now do you see the honor in which this is supposed to be? The honor in which one is supposed to have for Yahweh's honor. There's no honor in our communities. There's no honor in our houses. There's no honor amongst our people, angels, man, and one man. Honor must be restored. Honor must be given. Honor must be. And why? Because according to the Most High, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. This is our responsibility. And we cannot fulfill our responsibilities without honor. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Mercy and his love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.